This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deshaun Watson's contract has cleared nearly $36 million in salary cap space that makes the Browns compliant ahead of the new year. And so, you know, before restructuring that deal, the Browns were $22 million over the cap. That contract just never, ever, ever stops haunting this team, does it?
I must tell you, every time I hear, okay, you're over the cap. Well, we restructured and now we're under the cap. We've saved $36 million. Why do we even bother with all that stuff? It's weird to me. If you can just go ahead and juggle things and give the guy money up front or whatever, maybe you should do this a different way. I don't know.
Why is it the way it is? I don't understand the rich history of this deal.
I just think it's like way too convoluted for me.
Watson has 2 years remaining on the five-year, fully guaranteed $230 million contract that he signed in March of 2022 and is still owed $46 million in each of the next two seasons. I don't know. Why do they make such a big deal about the fact that he's rehabbing in Cleveland? Have you noticed that? Like, even just looking back at the ESPN story, they're like, he's been rehabbing at the Browns practice facility in Berea after re-tearing his right Achilles tendon 3 months after the initial injury.
It's nice to know,
in October.
Though. Isn't it reassuring, Andy?
Well, is this
honest to God, if that guy could figure out a way to get out of here, I'll bet he'd do it while still getting paid.
I would. Wouldn't you?
Yes. Well, it appears that he has no football future here. So, yeah, I would think you'd want to, except for the fact that right now you're not going to be able to play anyway, so you might as well rehab here, get paid full boat.
You know, I always put great stats in stories. They're like, oh, so-and-so was all pro for the last 2-3 years, or so-and-so let through for 3,000 yards. Here's the line on Watson. Watson posted the lowest total QBR in the NFL before a season-ending injury. That makes us feel special, doesn't
it? Sure does.
Cleveland is also expected to receive some cap relief through its insurance policy on Watson after he missed 10 games in the 2024 season. So we might get a little bit more cap relief? Is that what the ESPN say?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple other levers that they can yank if they would like to. I just don't know how much they're liking to. I mean, that's going to be the real question out of all of this is like, Okay, you could restructure Denzel Ward. I'm sure you could restructure Jerry Jeudy. You could restructure Myles Garrett. You could, like, there's a couple different levers that you could pull along the way, but I don't know if they're going to want to.
Gotcha.
Because, like, all that stuff, it gets kicked down the road, and at some point you have a very, very rusty can looking at you, and then you got to pay off the credit card.
Cam Ward's supposed to be in town today. Sorry about the weather. The weather's got to make him go, oh, I hope Cleveland drafts me. This is great.
He needed to come in with the trio yesterday when it was, 58.
It was Chamber of Commerce weather yesterday.
See? Winters are easy here.
He leaves Miami. It's 70 degrees in Miami, and it's going to be... it'll be 82 coming up here. I'm sorry, 76 today. It'll be in the 80s by next week in Miami. sure he's loving being in Cleveland today. I hope they keep him inside the whole time. So he
maybe he's
realize.
In Texas. He's from Texas.
Maybe he just doesn't. Maybe they keep him inside so he doesn't realize how bad the weather was today.
Maybe he just wants to be the number two overall pick and make a lot of money, and he really couldn't care less.
I love the way you think. Like because most people are. I would be like, wouldn't you rather be the number one pick overall and make more money?
Yeah, well, maybe okay. Tennessee doesn't want you.
Wow.
Well, I'm serious. I don't know.
Anyway.
Maybe they like Abdul Carter.
I'd be okay with that. We'll find out more about him at 1 o'clock when Steve Jones, the voice of Penn State football, joins us. Joel Bitonio, also another big story for the Browns here. Jeff, Bitonio says he wants to play. So you heard what I said a little bit in the first segment. Give me a little bit more on why. Is it a good thing, bad thing? Where are we with Bitonio?
Joel can still play. That's why it's good. Browns have questions on the offensive line. Main question, obviously age is one of them, and Joel is not the youngest player. But you see a lot of veteran offensive linemen playing very well into their 30s, and Joel, I think, is one of them. Is he as good as he once was? I don't know the answer to that. From everything we hear, it's no. But we also know that he's been dinged up a little bit and was fighting through some things, and maybe he heals up and he comes back and he's good to go. Right?
Yeah, I think you need a guy like Joel Bitonio on that line. You need him on that wall. 12 seasons for this team. Just total leader, pure class. You know, the organization needs some of that stability because all we've been talking about for months is how erratic the quarterback position is again and how many years now have we talked about how they've messed this quarterback thing up. So if you've got something that's right, you want to stick with it. That's the problem with that is that you start talking about Myles Garrett. You got something that's right. Let's stick with it. Let's move forward. Myles doesn't want to be here. This is a cumbersome offseason, isn't it? You come off a 3-win year, and it just feels like all the little stories seem to be really big. Maybe things will just start to smooth out here once we get through free agency in the draft, right?
I would think so. There's a huge opportunity here, and you've got a lot of draft picks. You have some real holes. You have some free agents who are appealing. I enjoy off seasons almost as much as I enjoy seasons in not just football, but in every sport. I like watching what our teams do. So I'm really curious to see what happens starting Monday. And of course, you'll hear it all right here, starting at noon when legal tampering begins.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be very, very exciting. But just let me touch on this one more thing about Deshaun. Like, at what point can the Browns say, we'll eat it? I mean, there's 2 years left on it now.
After this year.
Could they do it after June 1st? Could they eat it after June 1st?
It could. It just, I don't know how much sense it would make. Like, you would have to. So if you did it after June 1st, hang on, let me click buttons.
Okay.
If you did it after June 1st, you would be looking at an $82 million dead cap hit. So, no. Probably would be really hard to do it.
Because he's owed $46 million each of the next two seasons.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
82. I see what you're, So they owe him. They owe him $92 million in cash before the end of this deal.
Andy, they're going to just have to bite the bullet and pay the guy.
And that's what's going to probably end up happening at the end of next season. I bet you at the end of next season.
Yeah. And then he'd have 1 year left, and I can see them pulling a Russell Wilson
right
in Denver and just send him on his way.
Yep. And make him a free agent post-June 1. They'll make it post-June 1.
Okay, unless, dare I even say this, what if they don't draft a quarterback at 2? And what if they just sign a guy to play, you know, this year, and he's still under contract next year, and he's healthy? I mean, I don't think that's likely. I would assume that he's played his last down for the Browns. But he is under contract for 2 years, and he is trying to get healthy. I mean, if for some reason the Browns don't stumble into a quarterback this offseason, you do have him under contract for one more year. And at one point, he was really dang good.
Yeah, I don't know when that one point was, but it feels like it was a million years ago.
Well, he wasn't here in Cleveland.
We are 6 years removed.
No, I'm not advocating for this. I'm just saying you're paying the guy $92 million. As long as you're paying the guy $92 million, I think there's still a thought in the back of the head of management that, do we ever play him? I think that thought is no, but let's just stay tuned and see what happens this offseason.
Okay, so I thought until he re-injured his Achilles.
You thought there was a chance.
I thought there definitely was a chance.
Yeah,
they
I did too. I did too.
But now after the secondary injury on the...
Combine both the injuries
tendon, yeah,
with where you're drafting. Because even if you don't take a quarterback at number 2 and you do at 33... you're going to have a guy who you're probably going to be playing at some point. You know, Jackson Dart seems to be like going up everybody's draft charts. You don't take a quarterback at 2 and he's sitting there at 33. Boom, I got him. Thanks. He's 21. Youngest quarterback in this group. Obviously the guy I'm starting to lean toward if Cam Ward goes to Tennessee.
The other one, and I know I started to talk about this before we went to break, was the return of Joe Flacco, and could that be a possibility? There's been a little bit of talk of that, and this is where I was going to break. The morning show was talking about it, and like I'm looking at that. I mean, there is a little bit of buzz out there about maybe Joe Flacco coming back.
To do what, Andy?
To play quarterback for the next
staff?
2 years. Go ahead, Dan.
It started with Adam Schefter, who was on ESPN, had this to say.
How about Joe Flacco, who's already led the Cleveland Browns to the playoffs 2 years ago, and there were people in the organization that wanted to keep him. He wanted to play. They let him go because there was some division there. He went to Indianapolis, went fine, but Joe Flacco back to Cleveland could be the perfect bridge quarterback for when Cleveland drafts a quarterback. I expect to be high. So you have Flacco as the potential starter or the rookie if he's ready. Flacco's a great guy to have in the locker room. I think Joe Flacco could be in play in Cleveland.
Wow.
I can't argue with him. From everything that I heard, he is the best thing that ever hit the locker room in Berea since they've returned in 99. Is it worth it for another year to bring him in?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, I heard this from inside the building. The best thing that's ever happened to that building since 99.
Chase McLaughlin was pretty good.
Probably, because that's what, you know, you're always hanging around with those guys, those kickers. I hear you. So,
Joe did a nice job here. And it's not, my thought isn't based on what he did here. My thought is based on the fact that he's going to be 40 years old. And if I had a chance to sign Carson Wentz, who's 31, or Joe Flacco, I would sign Carson Wentz.
Because
maybe I can help him become the quarterback that he once was, and I can have him for 4 or 5 years.
Okay, again, you want to go back and look at the history of this team since 99. How many guys were here for 4 or 5 years?
I'm not looking behind. I'm looking ahead here. And that's why I'm not looking at Joe Flacco as closely maybe as Adam Schefter or somebody else.
Jeff,
I don't think we can live in the past when it comes to this quarterback situation. You've got some free agent veterans who can play while you're teaching a young guy how to play in the NFL this year. I think, honest to God, when it comes to this, we need to quit worrying about what happened here in the past.
Yeah, I absolutely 1,000% agree with you. That's why I'm saying that if you're looking to the future, it's the quarterback that you draft this year who will be the future, whether you take him at 2 or you take him at 33. And you still need a veteran in here that's going to be able to help him get to where he needs to be. So looking at the past isn't my looking at the past is maybe different than what you're looking at the past is. History tells me that the Browns can't hang on to a quarterback for more than 5 years. So if you're going to breathe the sentence, I need someone who's going to be here 4 to 5 years, history will tell you that's not going to happen unless your name's Tim Couch. I mean, we just haven't had guys that have been around that long. We spit and chew these quarterbacks out like they're gum. I mean, it's ridiculous. So if you can understand what your past was to get into your future, knowing that you might be drafting your future this year, why not bring in a guy who's here for 2 years and understand that he might only be here for 2 or 3 years? I'm not saying that I think Joe Flacco is the answer, but I don't think he's not an answer, especially compared to these other. Like, I'm not expecting. If you think you're bringing Carson Wentz in for 5 years,
I don't know that I am, but I'd sure like to have somebody who might actually be able to be here for a little while.
All right, your thoughts on this? 216-474-0092. Plus, we're going to talk basketball coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Tommy Ty from the Miami Heat, Baskin
and
Phelps.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.